Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca. Joe, do you keep a diary?
I have actually never kept a diary, not even when I was a kid, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I was worried that if I wrote all this stuff down, either A, my parents would find it, or worse, my little brother would find it, and he would, you know, like, take it and...sell it to somebody or read it out loud in front of my friends and embarrass me. So I kept my thoughts up here. I didn't really write them down. But what about you?
I used to keep a diary and swap diaries with my best friends in high school. Not anymore, though. I guess that's part of growing up.
Yeah, I guess that's part of, you know, getting older and moving on. And that's what our characters are doing, Mandy and Aiden.We saw Mandy say farewell to her diary yesterday. Now it's Aiden's turn. He's also decided that this is his last diary entry. So let's take a look.
Reading.
Starting a new chapter in life. Where has the time gone? I can still recall my first day of high school. Yet now, I'm going to be graduating in a couple of weeks. I've been waiting for this moment for ages, but now it seems to be coming too fast.I'm really excited to become a college student, but it's kind of scary at the same time. A lot of my friends are going to different schools. Hopefully, we can stay in touch. On the other hand, I'll have the opportunity to form new friendships. I think I made the right choice.To go to a local school. This way, I can still live at home, at least for the first couple of years. After all, I don't want to abandon my new pup Rocky. Also, I'm sure my parents would be dreadfully lonely if I went to live in a dorm. What a coincidence!Just as I finish high school, I get to the last page of the diary. I guess it's time to put this one on the shelf and start a new chapter in my life.
The title of today's diary entry is Starting a New Chapter in Life. You've probably seen this word chapter before. A chapter is one section of a book. Writers, authors...They will divide their stories into different chapters, and they will usually stop one chapter when the subject changes or when something different is about to happen. They will move from chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, and so on. So a chapter is just a section of a book.
打开本小说，你会看到 chapter 1, chapter 2, 第一章节，第二章节。人生啊，就像一本小说，所以当你要迈向一个新的里程碑的时候呢，你也可以用 chapter 来表示一段不同的人生。比如说，当我生了小孩，当了妈妈之后呢 ，becoming a mother opened up a whole new chapter in my life， 打开我人生的一个另外的新的章节。To Aiden, going to college started a new chapter in his life.
Well, let's find out what Aiden is thinking about this new chapter.He starts off by saying, where has the time gone? We often ask this when time just flies by. Remember that phrase from yesterday? Time flies by. I can still recall my first day of high school, yet now I'm going to be graduating in a couple of weeks. If you recall something, you think back into the past and you remember something. And yeah, when you're about to graduate high school, it often seems like your first day of high schoolwas yesterday. It just goes by like that. It goes by so, so quickly. And he can still recall that first day, even though this chapter is coming to an end.
To recall is to remember something in the past. 只是 recall 这个字会比 remember 稍微正式一点哦。比如说
The girl looks familiar, but I couldn't recall her name.
那女孩子看起来好眼熟啊。
可是我把过的妹那么多，我想不起来她的名字了。
哦，听起来很欠揍呢。Eden 日记里面呢、啊，他在回忆自己高中的生涯。时间过得好快哦，他再过几个星期就要上大学了。Time does fly.
It does. It goes by so, so quickly. Eden goes on to say, I've been waiting for this moment for ages. Wait for ages means wait for a really long time.But now, it seems to be coming too fast. I'm really excited to become a college student, but it's kind of scary at the same time. I know this feeling well. It's exciting, but it's also scary because it's new and you don't know exactly what's going to happen. So yeah, you feel both at the same time. Really excited, but kind of scared as well.
True, a new chapter of life can be exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah, always. It's always like that. But let's move on and find out what Aiden says next. It says, a lot of my friends are going to different schools. This happens a lot too. You end high school and, you know, some people are going to...a school on the other side of the country, and you go your separate ways. But, as Aiden says, hopefully, we can stay in touch. Hopefully just means, well, I really hope this happens. I wish that this will happen. I want this to happen. And we see the phrase, stay in touch. To stay in touch means that you stay in contact. You don't stop speaking to each other. You still send emails to each other, or you still talk on the phone, or...If you're old school, you write letters to each other, which pretty much nobody does, but you write emails, you talk, you just stay in contact. Now, stay in touch is our shortcut for you for today, so let's learn a little bit more about it.
Shortcut for you.
Tim, what's the matter? You look so deeply depressed.
My dearest friend is moving away to Europe.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Maybe you two can stay in touch after he leaves.
How can I touch him when they're in a different country? My arms aren't that long.
Oh, well, stay in touch means to maintain communication with someone.
Oh, how silly of me. Stay in touch means 保持联络.
Right, you can stay in touch with your friend with handwritten letters or through social media.
You're right, I can stay in touch with my friend. Though I miss him a lot, I'll take comfort in being able to stay in touch.
Mm.
英文单字其实就这么简单哦，我们刚刚看那个 hope 叫希望，加上 ful 变成一个形容词的一个意思，所以 hopeful 就是充满希望的，再把它加个 ly 变成副词，所以 hopefully 充满希望的，把这个字啊放在句首的地方，它其实意思就是 I hope 或者是 we hope 的含义，比如说 hopefully things will get better， 意思就是 I hope or We hope things will get better. 希望事情会好转。所以当 Aiden 说 Hopefully we can stay in touch. 意思就是 I hope we can stay in touch.
Okay, then Aiden goes on to say, On the other hand, I'll have the opportunity to form new friendships. So you want to keep the old friendships alive, but you're going to have this opportunity or this chance to form new friendships. To form something means to build or make or to createsomething. So you're going to go off to college. Of course, you're going to meet a whole bunch of new people. You're going to make some new friends as well. So you want to keep the old friends and make some new friends too.
Aiden 刚刚说 On the other hand, I have the opportunity to form new friendships. 句子开始的 On the other hand, 在另外一只手上、啊、其实意思就是另外一方面来说你想象自己是个演说家哈，在讲话的时候会说一方面来说是这样的啊，另外一方面来说是这样的，会拿另外一只手，但是另外一方面来说 ，I will have the opportunity 的意思是就是 I will have the chance to form new friendship。同学们发现啊，很多那种多义字都看起来很简单的字哎，像 form 这个字当名词使用的时候，它是表格啊、格式啊、形式啊等等 ；form 当动词使用是形成的意思，你可以用在 form a habit 形成习惯 ，form an idea an opinion, 形成一个意见，好，形成一个想法，或像 Aiden 说 form new friendships, 形成新的友谊，就交到新朋友咯。 It's always good to start a new chapter in life and make new friends.
Absolutely. Next, Aiden says, I think I made the right choice to go to a local school. This way I can still live at home, at least for the first couple of years.After all, I don't want to abandon my new pup, Rocky.
No.
So he's going to go to a local school, a school that's nearby in his hometown. And he's doing this for a reason. He says, after all means considering everything or considering the most important things, the most important points. And after all, I don't want to abandon my new pup, Rocky. He's got a puppy at home, a little baby dog. We call those...pups or puppies. They're, of course, really, really cute and small, and they require a lot of care. And he doesn't want to abandon Rocky. Abandon means you get rid of something and you just leave it there. Sometimes, sadly, people abandon their pets. They take them outside and they leave them behind and they go away, which is not the right thing to do. And he's going to do the right thing. He's not going to abandon Rocky. He is going to take care of his responsibilities.And take care of Rocky, too. He would never abandon Rocky.
请记得哦，一旦养了宠物之后，你要对他们一辈子负责呢。Aiden 之所以他不选择到外地念大学，我跟 Mandy 不一样哦。Mandy 迫不及待要去外地念书哦，要去住宿来摆脱爸妈的掌控哦。但是 Aiden 啊，他选择念家里面附近的大学，因为他这样就可以住在家里啊。After all...毕竟他不想抛弃他的小狗，超感人的啦。After all 用来表达一个毕竟的语气，比如说你跟朋友吵架了，你最好还先低头道歉和好吧。You should apologize to her. After all, she's your best friend. 毕竟她可是最好的朋友呢。And then 说 if after all, I don't want to abandon my new pup Rocky. 这个动词 abandon 我们刚刚提到是抛弃，我们现在常来宣导哦，领养。不弃养，如果把它翻译英文的话，就是 adopt pets, don't abandon them. 而 pup 就是 puppy 小狗的意思。哦，这个 Aiden 太铁汉柔情了吧。Joe and I both have cats. We know how it feels. Since I took my cats home, I haven't been away more than 3 days.
Yeah, I don't like to abandon my cats either. If I'm away for more than a few days, I start to miss them. Like I miss my own family. Yeah, it's an attachment or, you know, a bond you make with your pets. And Aiden has the same bond or connection with Rocky, too. Next, Aiden says, also, I'm sure my parents would be dreadfully lonely if I went to live in a dorm. So he's thinking about his parents, too.Parents, they want to see their kids go out into the world, but it also, it can make them sad, too, because, you know, their little boy or their little girl is going off into the world to make their own way. And he says they would be dreadfully lonely. That just means, like, terribly lonely or, like, you know, lonely to a very, very high level to where it would make them very, very sad. If he went off, like Mandy, to go live in a dorm, to go live with other students.
刚刚我们就是介绍到一个 hope 跟 hopeful 跟 hopefully 的字形变化，有没有记不记得啊？其实这个 dread、dreadful、dreadfully 它也可以这样变化哦。这 dread 它是害怕的意思 ，dreadful 哦小心咯 ，dreadful 变成不好的、糟糕的。例如说 a dreadful mistake、a dreadful accident。糟糕的错误，可怕的意外 ，dreadfully 把那个 ly 加上去之后呢 ，dreadfully 有个极度底这样的意思哦。比如说连续剧当中，男主角深情款款的对女主角说 ，I miss you dreadfully， 意思就是 I miss you very much。一点太贴心了，他还想到说，如果他去住宿舍啊，爸爸妈妈一定会 dreadfully lonely， 超级无敌寂寞的。Joe, I have to say, Aiden is really sweet child. I wish my son grows up like him.
He seems, yeah, like a very caring and considerate young man. He's thinking about his parents. A lot of kids, they just be like, well, see you, mom and dad. I'm going to college. I'll write you in a month or two. You know, I'll send you an email. I'll give you a call. Nope, he's going to stay at home. He thinks, well, my parents will be lonely, so maybe I'll stay at home for a little while and just ease them into it a little bit more. Next, it says...What a coincidence. Just as I finished high school, I get to the last page of the diary. I guess it's time to put this one on the shelf and start a new chapter in my life. It's a coincidence. A coincidence is when things just seem to happen by chance, but it works out in a weird sort of way. So it's his last entry, and he's actually on the last page of the book. That's a coincidence. It's not something he planned. It's just something that happened.
Coincidence 就是巧合的意思。What a coincidence! 他的感叹句真是巧哎，刚好写到日记的最后一页。那么就祝福 Aiden 上大学一切都顺利咯。
All right, so he's on the last page, and that's the end of his diary. He's saying goodbye or farewell to it as well. Right now, for us, it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's For You Chat is...What big day in your life are you looking forward to?
Well, let's see. I've had lots of big days in my life already. You know, I had my high school graduation. I had my college graduation. Mm-hmm. I had my wedding day. Those were all big days. These days, the big day I look forward to is my next vacation, my next travels, because I'm a traveler. I like to go around the world, see new places, experience new things, meet new people.So I look forward to that. In a few months' time, I'm going to go to Greece, which I've never been to. My wife and I will travel there and, you know, see the ancient ruins and go to all these historical places and also do some lazy stuff like lie on the beach. That will be a big day for me. So I'm really looking forward to things like that. And those are the things that I really look forward to. But what about you? What's the next big day that you're looking forward to?
Do you really want to know?
I really want to know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The annual sale of department stores in October. 百货公司十月的周年庆大拍卖。Does that count?
I think that counts. Yeah, that's kind of a big day, you know. Like, it must be a big day because whenever that happens, people are lined up out the door and they're just waiting there, rubbing their hands together, saying, oh, I'm going to get those deals. Those are mine. I can't wait for all these discounts. So...It's different for everybody. We all have big days to look forward to. So what about you guys? What's the next big day that you are looking forward to? Well, that brings us to the end of today's program, but we'll see you again next time. For English for You, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Starting a new chapter in life. Where has the time gone?I can still recall my first day of high school. Yet now, I'm going to be graduating in a couple of weeks. I've been waiting for this moment for ages, but now it seems to be coming too fast. I'm really excited to become a college student, but it's kind of scary at the same time.A lot of my friends are going to different schools. Hopefully, we can stay in touch. On the other hand, I'll have the opportunity to form new friendships. I think I made the right choice to go to a local school. This way, I can still live at home.At least for the first couple of years. After all, I don't want to abandon my new pup Rocky. Also, I'm sure my parents would be dreadfully lonely if I went to live in a dorm. What a coincidence! Just as I finish high school, I get to the last page of the diary.I guess it's time to put this one on the shelf and start a new chapter in my life.
Vocabulary Review.
Chapter. After reading the first chapter of the book, the young student...fell in love with the story. Recall. Roger has a great memory. He can recall what his room looked like when he was a small child. Hopefully. It's raining, but hopefully it will stop so we can go to the park. Form. While visiting Tokyo, Jason formed a lot of new business relationships with sales experts. Abandon. Someone abandoned this cute puppy, and now it has no home. Dreadfully. Patty was dreadfully tired after work, so she went to bed without even eating dinner.